The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good Thursday morning, and welcome to another edition of Analyze This here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX FM, with yours truly, Neville James. It is a picturesque day in paradise. It really is. Absolutely gorgeous. And glad to be here, be a part of that, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. We got the lottery coming in at about 8:10. They're going to be until about 8:40. And then we're going to have table talk this morning. We're going to run that table talk from about 8:40 until the end of the show. A lot of topics to talk about, right? To include, right? We'll talk a little bit more about Michelle Smith and her dominance down in Grenada over the weekend. That's some local things. I'll also talk a little bit about the ability for the U.S. Virgin Islands to have a U.S. senator in the territory. You know, Raphael Warnock was speaking with the students yesterday at the University of Virgin Islands. We had a great conversation with President Hall yesterday morning. A very tragic situation in the Middle East conflict. Apparently, Israel bombed Gaza and killed seven aid workers, humanitarians who work for the World Kitchen. You know, something has to give there. This is borderline ridiculous now. What's going on there? You know, it's been 6 months. Come Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And then there's some issues within the Republican Party. One of the leaders, Michael McCaul, has stated that the party's base has been infected by Russian propaganda, and that he says, "I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base." And he is the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair, Republican from Texas. So that's interesting because Russia has always been very hawkish. Excuse me, Republicans have always been very hawkish in terms of how they felt about Russia over here, miss. And interesting now that they're being labeled by their own as being sympathetic to Putin. So we're going to have a discussion about that. And also, one more item. Oh. Apparently, a bank in Dominica is a part of the financing for Truth Social. So we're going to have some fun with that one as well. I think the bank name is Paxson Bank or something. So I'm looking forward to talking with the boys on that one. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I was watching my Yankees yesterday. I see that they bounced back after getting beat up the night before. So that's good to see. So Asbel Pata, I know you got the boy or boy competition coming up on Saturday. I remember we mentioned the Yankees on Tuesday. We attack a little too fast because they got beat up that night. But they were back to their winning ways yesterday, so it's all good. So that's all we got. We got Ms. Kiva Muller here in the studio, representing the Virgin Islands Lottery, better known as the sponsorship department, since they literally sponsor every event that exists here in the territory. Good morning, Ms. Muller. How are you?
That's fair. Good morning. Good morning to your listening audience here on behalf of our executive director, Raymond Williams.
So go right ahead.
So I'm here to talk about our extraordinary drawing that we have coming up. So we have three of these a year, aside from our regular drawings. And the grand prize is $500,000. If you want to say $500,000. So we want to just ramp up sales because we have a lot of other cash prizes and bonus prizes and raffle prizes around what, that.
What's the date for this one?
It is April 25th.
April 25th. That's 3 weeks from today.
Yes. No, so it's right before Carnival. And that's it, the theme for the ticket. So Lucky Masquerade Carnival a chance.
Okay.
But I'm here early enough because we have some some promotional events that we typically do.
Pull the microphone a little closer in front of you, please.
Yeah, we typically do some promotional events to ramp up ticket sales, incentivize our customers, make them feel good, and inform them. Just a little events. So the one in St. Croix is actually this weekend. It is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we do at these events, we have our dealers out there, and this is also a note to your dealers that are listening. Go ahead and buy your tickets so that you can sell them at the event. So the dealers will be out there selling tickets, and once you get a ticket, we have some giveaways, promotional giveaways, and for St. Croix, we're going to have some food. So it's going to be in the Sunnyvale area. There's like an empty lot between where Dial Rent-A-Own was and the gas station. So we'll be out there. We're going to have a live broadcast from one of the sister radio stations, music. One of the bonus prizes, Ford Escape, is going to be live on the scene, so you can check that out. But let me talk about the bonus prizes. So I said the grand prizes are $500,000. But we have some other cash prizes, and they are they're $90,000, $70,000, $50,000, and $30,000.
That's the top five prizes?
Yes. And then we also have some bonus prizes, which are one, the car. Well, it's a SUV, Ford Escape. We have a cruise for two on Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas that did its maiden voyage a few weeks ago, and it came to the Virgin Islands in St. Thomas. We also have a living home in a home improvement bundled at valued at $5,000. So if you want to redo your bedroom, get a new bedroom set, living room set, up to $5,000 for that. And then we have a grocery and gas gift certificate bundle for $1,000. So $1,000 could get you some good enough gas and groceries to last you for a good a while. So those are the four bonus prizes. And then for St. This is mainly for St. Thomas, because unless some people from St. Croix going over, we actually have some raffles, because like you said, we don't sponsor all kind of thing. So when we sponsor stuff, we also give back in the form of when we the sponsorship packages we get, they allow us tickets, different things to the events and stuff, and we raffle that back. So I'm at a point now that I could see all the events that we sponsor in for St. Thomas Carnival. We have this, there's dance hall in the fort, Fort Fett, PTO, the Utopia Unity Festival, and we have some Juve troops that we're sponsoring as well. So tickets to those events we're also raffling off. So there's plenty of things that you could get back, and those tickets are valued for way more than the ticket, the lottery ticket, full sheet of lottery tickets is, which is $50. So for the EX promotion, like I said, the EX drawing, the tickets are $50. As opposed to the regular drawings, which is $30. So I just want people to know the difference, because the regular drawing, that grand prize is $175,000. So I'm here to encourage people to buy their tickets. And I also like to say, even if you don't win any of the major prizes, there's also plenty of other, over about 4,000 other prizes that you can win. Because, you know, there's terminals, all of that other stuff, which goes based on the ticket, your ticket number. And when that drawing happens, you can check our website out, winusvilottery.com. On our website, we have a tab that says, did I win? You put in your ticket number and you'll see what amount of money you won, even if it's not the grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
But also, aside from winning, the VI lottery money stays in the VI. I don't know much about Powerball or Mega Millions, but when you play, the money stays here, and that's how we're able to support all of these other organizations. Most recently, we assisted in a major way the trip for athletes to go to Orlando to play in a showcase. We did a major contribution there. And then we also have legislative mandates that we meet. And, you know, a certain percentage of our funds goes to education, Horse Racing Commission, GERS, the veterans. So the money that we receive, we get in revenue from ticket sales, it stays here in the community. So that's something that I always want to push, because, you know, some people may be disgruntled if they ain't win. But look at all these other things that we're doing. We ain't pocketing the money. We don't get bonuses. The employees don't get bonuses. We ain't doing all these grand stuff. We always give back. And that leads me into also saying that we have a nonprofit. It's a community enrichment initiative that we have. And nonprofits can apply to us for funding for their events, if they're traveling. I know one of Island Heat Volleyball Club, they just participated in an AAU Volleyball Classic. We sponsored some of their gear to travel up there. There's so many things that we sponsor. Like, a lot of organizations come across my desk, and we fund them in part. So that's your lottery dollars working for you. So just here to push that. If you're running your errands this Saturday in the Sunnyaz area, you could buy your lottery ticket there, get a little plate or something to eat, you get a promotional item, and you're on your way. You could buy more than one, that would be great. But if you just want to, you know, take a stab at that grand prize of $500,000, and we have all these other prizes, feel free to do so. We're also going to have another one of these events in St. Thomas, but it's closer to Carnival. It's going to be April 24th in Emancipation Garden, and that one is going to be a little more grand, because since it's a Carnival theme, we're going to have some of the organizations we actually sponsor, like the Majorettes, some dancers, Mokujumbis. They're going to be in Emancipation Garden doing some performances for us, livelying up, getting people ready for Carnival. So they'll have dealers out there as well, some food vendors. You buy your lottery ticket, you could participate in all kind of things. The organizations that we sponsor will be out there as well representing. If you want to know more about those events, they'll be out there so you could talk to them. So that's going to be a real lively event, getting people in the spirit of Carnival. But if you're here in St. Croix, you're going to Carnival, we still have an event for you. So we have a nice little menu of something to pick you up for the Saturday while you're out running errands, giving away some promotional items. So just here definitely pushing that. And if you're a dealer and you're listening, we actually have some incentives for you guys as well if you buy a certain amount of tickets in our office to resell. When you go to the office, check that out. And we want to make sure that we have enough tickets for sale, because our cashiers, they're going to be on scene, but our office is not going to be open. So we want to encourage the dealers to come out there. They'll have a lot of, they'll definitely get a lot of sales that way, because it's incentivized. We're giving away some stuff too if they buy a ticket. So dealers, if you're out there, go ahead and buy your tickets. You can stop by the event and sell your tickets. You'll get some good sales out there on Saturday. So that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's pretty much what we have going on right now. Just try and get through this hump, through Carnival, through this big drawing. The winnings are going to be published. Also encouraging folks to follow us on social media. We're on X, which is formerly Twitter, at VI Lottery. We're on Facebook, definitely on Facebook, Virgin Islands Lottery. Also on Instagram, WinUSVI Lottery. And that is our website, winusvilottery.com. So follow us, stay tuned. We We post a lot of content on the things that we sponsor, winnings, just what we're doing, because we, even though we're a small agency, we have a big community impact, and we also want to be transparent in what we do with the funds that we receive, because I know people are diehard lottery players for years. So I think it's important for us to let people to know what we're doing with the money if they don't win. But we also, we pay out millions of dollars in cash prizes. So
okay, so you went in full flight there. So
I know, right? Let me hush now.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you. So
no, that's fine.
The flight was going smooth.
No, you're good.
You're Neil or Jeff?
Neil. I'm a Neil. You know the family very well.
We raise up together, man.
Neil's second baby.
It's a small world, folks. Her dad and I were friends. Well, actually, you know, not just her dad, but her uncle, her aunt, her grandfather, grandmother. The whole walks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, tell them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Denise, Jeff, and Neil.
Yes,
yeah,
the three of them.
Yeah. So, you're awesome. A Michigan baby?
No, I'm not.
I know Neil been in Michigan.
Yeah, so my aunt lived in Michigan for a long time. She went to Michigan State, and he moved up here for a brief period of time. Mm-hmm. He went to Stillman College in Alabama. So my oldest sister actually born in Alabama.
Okay.
But he was back home by the time I got here.
So. How are you doing, man?
Great.
Where is he? He's here or is he? He's in the mainland?
No, he's in Tampa, actually. Glad that you're telling on your business.
Yeah.
But he'll be here soon because I just had a baby and he's coming home to be a grandfather.
Oh, congratulations.
thank you.
Yeah, man.
So he's coming to visit the baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
He'll be here soon. I can't wait to see him.
No, it's a small world. I wanted the public to know that, you know, it's a local talk show and, you know, it's like that, you know. We're not strangers in that regard, right?
I'm glad to know that.
Yeah. I was waiting to ask the question.
There you have it. I actually live live in one of my grandmother's apartments. So she's right next door, as well as my aunt, Denise.
That's what I'm talking about. Denise good? Everybody good?
Oh, yes. Okay. Everybody's great.
Track star, right? Yeah, growing up.
That's the track
star. She was a track star. Yeah.
I spent some summers in Michigan State, and her sons were actually track stars too up there.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. That's what, East Lansing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice up there?
It is very nice.
Yeah, I've been to Detroit a couple of times, but I've never been to East Lansing before, or Lansing.
It's nice because when she worked at Michigan State, she had a summer program for minorities.
Okay.
She brought her nieces and nephews up for the summer. Two summers in her, I think it was like 05 or 06 or something like that.
Yeah. Denise Muller was a great track star here in the Virgin Islands back in the day.
She sure was. Been to Pan American Games. Yeah, I heard the stories.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. We're talking with Kiva Muller. She's a director of marketing.
Director of marketing at the Virgin Islands Lottery.
Where everybody, when you play the lottery,
Everybody wins.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll take a break and come back and talk some more about the lottery. Be back right after this.
St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Owns social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Listen to the latest news stories that matter with Marcelina Ventura Douglas. Weekdays at 5 p.m. on WTJX 93.1, WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here. I analyze this during the break. It's reminiscing with Ms. Kiva Muller from the VA Lottery, a family friend, unbeknownst to her. You know, so she knows, so she know now. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good. So you say you don't know much about the Powerball, but what we do know is that...
Please tell me.
No, I'm a Powerball player. I ain't running from it. And I looked it up this morning. I know if you're winning the VA, you're going to balance the VA budget. I know that.
Oh.
Because the jackpot is now $1.23 billion,
yes,
with
I
a
saw
B.
That.
With a B. And if you take the cash buyout, right, you only gain $595 million. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So it's a game of risk, game of chance.
Game of chance.
Right? So that's what the lottery is all about. I want to thank the director because he made an appearance last week. We were on location up at Cremas Park.
I watched it live.
You did? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, and I hope it came out. I hope it came across.
No,
smooth.
It was. I was like, well, I want to go. So, it was nice.
Yes, I definitely want to thank the staff for making us making it look simple, look easy, but
I know.
A lot of work, a lot of preparation work.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank the boss for coming up on the eastern end of the island. You know, you like the rag, but being that groove, yeah, and all that stuff. But, so we appreciate that. And we spoke about the sponsorship role that the agency has played. Literally every event, the VL Lottery is a sponsor, which makes sense because the goal with the lottery is volume. It isn't just qualitative results. It's a quantitative business.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And the more lottery tickets you sell, the better off. Now, let me ask this question. Let me clear up this deal.
Mm-hmm.
How many tickets are available with each drawing?
So for the regular drawing?
Regular drawing.
It's up to 34,000. Yes.
And if you sell 20,000, what happens to the other 14,000? They're pulled out of the process. There's no rollover potential with the drawing.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
See, no, I have to ask the drawing manager how that works. That's a good question.
Yeah. Find out for that one there, right?
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that.
Because I believe that's the route that they went. There used to be a lot of rollovers, and people used to be complaining. So I just wanted to double check to make sure that that's the case. Regular drawings are $100,000 for the
175. And then the other cash prizes for the regular drawings, 65, 40, $30,000 and $20,000.
65,000
would be the second.
Second prize.
40,000. 40,000. Third, 20.
Yeah.
30 and then 20.
Wow. Okay, good.
Yeah. Now, and people
but for the big one, it's 90, 70, 70, 30, 50. And they actually add a fifth prize that don't exist with the regular drawing.
The
main prizes are four prizes for the regular drawing.
Mm-hmm.
The big prizes in
175, 65.
Yeah.
40, 30, 20.
Oh, so there's five.
There's five, yeah.
There's five, okay. Mm-hmm, so there's five, yeah. Okay. Okay, so 175, 65, 40, 30, 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's the regular drawing.
Regular drawings.
Right, for the special drawings, like what we have. What's the term we use?
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary drawing.
So it's three times a year. The first one for the year would be always around St. Thomas Carnival.
Yeah.
And then another one, usually around in August, September, for the opening of schools.
Yeah.
And then the other one would be Christmas.
Christmas, okay, yes. Good. And then the payouts are $500,000,
$90,000, $70,000,
$50,000, $30,000. Okay, yes. Good. By the way, one of my listeners, Wallace Williams, said Denise would have been in the 1980 Moscow Olympics, were it not for a boycott. It was a boycott that year.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was slated to go to Russia.
You know what? I have to talk to my aunt because I think she'd have really, like, she's shy, I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't hype up herself enough. I would have, like, she was really a big deal in track.
Nah, yeah, she was nice, man. Seriously. We graduated from high school the same year, 82.
And so I know she run track, like, our family, we know that. Yeah. But she was 81, really... 82.
Yeah, she's 81. 81, yeah.
So she's really, really.
She could have home. She got home. She could have home. Or the top wheel I used back then, she could have scared.
Yeah,
she could have scared, yeah. So thank you very much, Wallace Williams, for bringing that up, yeah. So, carnival, beginning of school, Christmas. Right, those are the extraordinary.
But we have drawings. A lot of drawing.
And
a
typically,
lot of
you draw
drawings.
Every other week, every other Thursday.
Yes.
And
typically.
In this case, with the extraordinary drawings, that's a once a month deal, right?
So the extraordinary is usually on sale for 2 months. So this one actually went on sale the last day of February, so it's the 29th.
Oh, so they haven't been any drawings.
So they've been. So yes. So there were two drawings in March. Alongside this one, this ticket being on sale. Yeah. So there was one for St. Patrick's.
And there'll only be one drawing in April.
Yes.
Okay. That is correct. There's no drawing next week, Thursday, April 11th.
Nope. We wait until the 25th.
You're putting that money together.
Yes.
You get a big bundle. The regular drawing is a bundle. The extraordinary drawing is a kata. The kata is a regular. The bundle is the big one, right? So we look at the, we bundle in the window for purchasing tickets.
Okay. I know this week is a pay week. Yeah. That was strategic. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. That was strategic. You come out, buy one ticket, two tickets.
Yeah.
I know some people already buy tickets that they're gonna still come out and buy another one
because
we have some giveaways.
And for government employees, you got another payday before the extraordinary drawing.
Yes.
Right? So that'll be the 18th because payday is today, the 4th and the 18th. Mm-hmm. However, it's about availability of tickets now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number of tickets for the extraordinary drawing?
It's 40,000.
So you add another 6,000?
Yes.
Okay.
And my job at the end of the day is to drive ticket sales. That's how we support ourselves. Please announce that. What we get is what sustains us in terms of salary, all of the operational expenses.
The value for the sheets. For the regular and extraordinary.
So the regular is $30
mm-hmm.
and $50 for the extraordinary.
Extraordinary. All right.
So I'm here to drive sales. Mm-hmm. Take a chance at it. So my little sister, she buy her first set of lottery tickets the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She bought two. She win terminal in one, and she win $120 in triple terminal in the next one.
That's
so
what
she
talking about.
See, there's little things.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, oh, okay. She wasn't expecting to win. She was like, I can buy it because you walk there. and you tell me to buy it. I'm like, yes, thank you very much. Yeah. She was like, oh, I won a little something too. So I got to fly again.
I was just doing the math. If the lottery sold all of its tickets, it would gross $2 million.
Ooh, and that's one drawing.
That's the extraordinary
That's
drive.
That's extraordinary drive.
Right? 40,000 times 50 bucks, right? But there are a lot of small prizes mm-hmm. in addition to... So that means with the main prizes, 90, 70, 50, and 30. That's another 240,000.
I'm so glad you got up and tell Matt because I don't have to pull out my paper.
And then you got to challenge your brain, baby. You know what I'm saying? So of the 2 million in gross sales, should the dealers in the lottery sell all 40,000 tickets? 740,000 of that is for the top 5 prizes. Then you got how many other prizes?
We got a bonus prizes. I think total that value is probably about 60,000.
60,000.
Yeah, you got a car, mm-hmm. the cruise, and it's gonna be a nice cabin we're putting you in.
Okay.
And then 5,000, and then 1,000.
Okay, good. So add that 60,000 to that. That's another, that's 800,000, right? And then you got the smaller prizes, right? You got a lot of smaller prizes on mm-hmm. on the scheme, right?
Mm-hmm. And the scheme, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it really is about reinvestment into lottery and into ultimately into the territory.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we say it's a wave of opportunities. The mm-hmm. tide go in and come out. The money keeps rolling in and out. So it stays here. And we have the big, I'd like to add, I mentioned some of the stuff that we sponsoring for Carnival, but we're a big part of House Race.
Yeah, okay. We got races coming up the Friday of Carnival week.
Yep.
And the lottery is a big sponsor of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a relationship with Southland Gaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're the VLT operator on St. Thomas.
Correct.
On St. John. Okay, so that relationship. And then there's that legislation that actually allowed for VLTs in the Virgin Islands passed back in 2002. There's an education initiative fund.
I'm glad you know all these things because tell the people that.
I serve.
So that is correct. That is correct. So I think back in the day it was 1.5 million and now it's up to 2 million.
But they make education available for education.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you know something? Since we're on the topic, you know, we have an obligation to let the public know
mm-hmm.
that whenever a state decides that they're going to go into gaming, whether it be racinos or whatever,
mm-hmm.
The legislature asks a very straightforward question. How much money are we anticipating mm-hmm. making as a result of going in this direction?
Mm-hmm.
Because the money side is one thing, but then people look at the social ills, right? Because you say, well, gambling, you know what I mean? Things happen, all that stuff, right? So what they do is they say, well, you know what? We're going to dedicate mm-hmm. X amount of revenue, X percentage to something, whether it be education, property, infrastructure, mm-hmm. And all that stuff. So that's so what we did here over 20 years ago, it wasn't anything novel. Matter of mm-hmm. fact, that's the way it should be.
Correct.
It's a guarantee that, mm-hmm. you know, monies that you're generating are going back into the into the community, into the state, municipality, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. And Southland Gaming is the VLT operator on St. Thomas and St. John. Our situation is a little different here on St. Croix. We got casino.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have VLTs over here. How the chief of security doing? I know I got a new chief to... she used to work for me in my Senate office back in the day, Jakima.
Jakima is good. She has been in front of the Senator maybe two weeks ago.
Oh, she was testifying?
Yes.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Yeah, because we're trying to, she still have her job to do, mm-hmm. and we need to just ramp up the penalties or... the penalties against, you know, people that selling illegal lottery tickets or the lottery around here.
Pull out
here.
The microphone and put it right in front of you. So a little better. Yeah. Puerto Rico lottery is illegal in the Virgin Islands, correct?
Mm-hmm. And we just have an issue with, you know, we have, and I want to speak for her, but in a nutshell, we know what's going on in the territory. And we want to make sure it's categorized correctly in terms of law enforcement. Like, if you make it a misdemeanor, see, people could pay a little $200 fine. But we want to ramp it up because it's a serious crime. It impacts us economically and all of that stuff. So
correct.
She have her work cut out for her. And because the Senate was in a...
So there's legislation pending right now or under consideration for increased penalties for violating? Nothing wrong with that.
We're just trying to get through to the senators and, and get, you know, justice on board with us. So we got some more work to do. I guess in political terms, we got more lobbying to do.
Well, you know, it's one thing to say that you want to do something. It's another thing to find the right language to make sure that everybody's protected and doing what they're doing. Because it is a regulatory situation that we're dealing with. And we gotta address that. So
I like talking to you.
So that's good.
I gotta come back. I like having these types of conversations.
Yes.
Well, you educated me too, and I appreciate that.
Nah, man, that's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? And you're educating me as well. I know the prizes now, all that stuff. So you know, so we're good. So in the last couple of minutes, before we excuse you, so you can get back to continue to market. You feeling good about the lottery office?
I do. I started in December. New to the agency, but not new to government and not new to my career. This is what it's been about almost 11 years now, doing communication, PR, marketing, and I love it here. I'm allowed to be a little more creative.
You were here in the territory all along, or you were on the mainland?
So I moved actually to St. Thomas for a job in 2016. I was a PR specialist with Department of Education.
Okay.
And then soon after, promoted to Director of PR. And then most recently, I came from
Commission McCollum?
Yes, under her tenure. And then when that administration left office, I left as well. I went to Housing Finance Authority.
Okay, so you worked over there.
And that's where I left from. So that was from 2019 up until last year. So this is a little different.
What's his name?
Daryl Griffith.
And then Dana Clendenin. Okay.
Yes.
And then you came over in December?
Yeah. It's a lot different because, you know, working with a federal grant is very strict guidelines and stuff. Now I could be a little more creative. I could do more. So it's fun. I like to be challenged.
The prospects for the Virgin Islands, you're an eternal optimist. You think we're going to be all right here in the territory?
Yes, as long as I'm here, we're going to be all right. I ain't trying to go nowhere. I like living home. I don't tell people, come home. I know.
Where you went to college?
Florida Memorial University. It's in Miami. It's a HBCU, HBCU, but taught me a lot. Yeah. So I can always advocate for college because it's working for me now.
Opalaka. Right next to the airport. Yeah, that's a private airport, by the way. Not the Miami International Airport that we know. So
when I went there, they had just built new dorms. So I stayed in a dorm that literally overlooked the runway. So we used to see all type of people just there.
That's Lejeune Road. Off the way.
Miami too.
I hung out there for a semester.
Hung out. That was a very that's what it was. That was a lot for hanging out. You gotta get the most important thing is graduating. So proud of that.
That's why I got out.
Kiva
Mala, glad to have you on. Looking forward to talking with you again.
I want to leave my number in case anybody have any questions.
Well, you know, don't rush. We take a break, come back.
Then we wrap up.
Wrap up on all that stuff.
Sounds good.
We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duras, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX-FM 93.1. I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view. We're dedicated to bringing you the stories behind the big events and the small ones, too. Join us every Sunday morning for Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, Wait, We Give You a Chance to Impress Your Friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists? You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
And we're back here, and let's just wrapping up a conversation with Ms. Kiva Muller. She is a public relations director. What's the actual title? Public information?
Marketing. Public relations and marketing director.
Public relations and marketing director for the Virgin Islands. Laura, you wanted to give some contact numbers before you leave?
Yes.
And information.
So I encourage everyone to follow us on the socials if you're there. We're on Facebook, Virgin Islands Lottery. Also on Twitter, Instagram. We also have a YouTube page. But if you need to contact us for any reason, I always like to give people my work cell. If I give my extension, you know my type of job, I always all over the place. So I'm always on the go. So my cell is 340-244-2744, and I repeat, 340-244-2744. That's my direct cell. If you have any questions or concerns about anything, you can also check us out on our website. It's winusvilottery.com. There's a wealth of information on there about what tickets are on sale. We have a Did I Win section where you can check your tickets. I think it goes back to 6 months. So you'll see, because and I'll also add that your prize money is only good for 6 months. So you can't bring a ticket that had a winning on it from last year.
No.
March. No. And it says it on a ticket.
Yeah.
It's good for 6 months. So you could check your winnings on there. We have some information. You could actually fill out the sponsorship application online as well, and you can also download it, fill it out, and send it in. So there's some information on the type of stuff that we sponsor. And I'll say for your St. Thomas listeners, if you guys have some organizations, nonprofits, some stuff that needs sponsorship, right now we're looking heavy on the St. Croix sponsorship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to spread the money territory wide.
Yeah.
It's only right. So we want to start giving some more to St. Thomas. I know everybody need. But the book's looking like it's a lot of St. Croix. Mm-hmm. We giving money to, and not a whole lot for St. Thomas. But we can only really give to who apply.
Correct.
So if you guys have any, or if you have a nonprofit organization that needs funding, check out our website. We have a list of things that we don't sponsor. But there's a lot of things that we do. So it doesn't hurt to try. You can give me a call and ask questions if you want to, discuss it before you apply. You could do that as well. But what I'm here to do also still spread the word about our event on Saturday. It is in a Sunny Isles area. You'll see balloons, music, tents.
The left-hand side of the road.
Yes, heading if you go west, in west.
Heading west on Santa Line Road, across from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we'll be out there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a $50 full sheet of lottery tickets.
Across from KFC. Don't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken no more. Across from KFC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, KFC.
That's weird, but okay, KFC.
Yes, yeah. It'll always be affectionately for us.
Yeah.
Old heads, Kentucky.
You're
going to send up, even going to send
it fried chicken. For anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So
good to know. So if you buy a full sheet of tickets, which is valued at $50, you got some food out there, some promotional items.
So I really pushing this thing, really promoting the lottery, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, my director, he gave all of us our marching orders.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get to like 90% sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I gonna do my part. That's why I do my radio tour. I gonna do my part to make sure people know about it. And ultimately, I want you to feel good about spending your $50.
Mm-hmm.
So we know everybody ain't winning $500,000. That's really just one person. But you know that your money going to good use if you don't win.
Yeah.
And then there's other ways that you could win if it's not for the grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
But all these things that we sponsor. So I just want you to feel good about knowing that, you know, your money is staying in the territory. And I'm sure somebody benefited from some funds that we spent out to organizations. So
that's the biggest part.
There is that. Yeah. So yeah, check us out online, on social media. You have my number, 340-244-2744. And
event on Saturday?
Yes, event on Saturday.
And then at St. Thomas event, the night before the drawing.
The day before the drawing, yes. It's going to be during the same time, 10 to 3.
10 to 3.
In Emancipation.
Daytime 10. Okay, 10 to 3. Over there.
So Emancipation Garden. That's going to be a big old grand event. Mm-hmm. We'll have media out there as well. Media coverage. So.
Okay, that's good. That's all right. Kiva Muller from the Virgin Islands Lottery.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for making some time to push the Virgin Islands Lottery. And of course, you know, when everybody plays the VI Lottery.
Everybody wins. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. That's all right. Kiva Muller. Thank you very much. It's Kiva Muller. Glad to have you joining us here in the studio this morning. And tell Neil, I say hello.
I'm going to call him myself.
I
leave here like, Daddy, guess
who I've
been on the radio with?
I like that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's right. Kiva Muller from the Virgin Islands Lottery. Let me do the programming notes now and get that out of the way because I got Ducks Cool. The handle is making a grand reappearance back on the scene a little bit. We got the PBS News Hour tonight at 7 p.m., then at 8 p.m., right? And this is long. Okay, bye-bye, Miss Miss Muller. From 8 all the way to midnight, right? Menu plus Sears, right? So meet the Troy Gro family. Tra Gro, T-R-O-I-S, that's Tra. Tra Gro. Family and get a behind the scenes look at their three restaurants. And this is from 8 until midnight. So this is a long one. You know what I'm saying? So, and I guess I'm an important company. We'll pick things up at midnight tonight, right? But that's what we got. So News Hour at 7 and then a long 4-hour documentary on Menu plus here. Meet the Tra Gro family, right? That's the have three. Restaurant. Donald Ducks Cole, the handle, back in the mix. Good morning, Mr. Majority Leader. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning to the listening and viewing audience of WTJX. Analyze this, the number one radio program in the Virgin Islands at 10 a.m. And as your guest said, they love talking to you.
Yeah, that one moved me, man. That one moved me.
And you know she learned a lot.
She was actually repeating what you and I and we talk about. We're by 10 o'clock. We're trying to be a little bit more learned. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely. It's nice to be back, man. I missed the program. I never like came back in, and my plants were cussing me.
What?
Yeah, man. They said they ain't getting no water in weeks.
Oh gosh! You didn't make the proper arrangements, man.
No, man, I didn't make the proper arrangements. I called the big man and tell him make sure he sends some moisture, but I didn't see it over here in St. Thomas. I know what happened over there in Iran.
Nah, man, sorry to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Sorry to hear that. But you know what? they can come back because they're out for tile. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
you go put in the work. You check what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was doing that last night, trying to boost them up and apologizing to them for my negligence.
Because they're loyal, you know. They're very loyal, yeah. So
they're smart for not providing the nurturing, you know, and the libation, you know what I mean?
So it's all good. That's all good. Yo, we know you've been on assignment. Everything's good? You handle your business on assignment, sir?
Yeah, handle business on assignment. But the pollen in that in
yeah, man. Tell us about that, because we were talking to Holly Goroff 2 weeks ago on Nourish to Flourish, and she said she was dealing with some issues because the pollinating is real. What's it like, man? That was impacting your allergies?
It's impacted my allergies. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I have nasal congestion as I speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the doctor to get some medication because I do suffer with asthma.
Yeah.
And, man, that pollination is crazy.
Wow.
You drive a vehicle and you wake up in the morning and the vehicle is green. And, I mean, you know, like when we have the volcano ash.
Yeah, yeah, out of Montserrat. Yeah.
Yeah. And you wake up and your car full of ash.
Yeah. That's what it's like up there in the Georgia area?
Yeah, man, that's what it's like, man. I mean, the green all over your car, you got to go out and wipe it off like you're wiping off snow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's rough, and if you have allergies to pollen, man, your eyes swell up, your water, your nose run, and you have to go get some medication. And some, you know, you just can't go to the pharmacy for some people and get, you know, the decongestant. You got to go get some of the big dogs, you know what I mean? You got to get prescribed medication to assist you. So it's rough, man. It was rough.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, I'm glad you're back in the territory, man. We're back home where you belong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black, the sun is shining right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It looks just clear out there today, man. It looks real nice, man.
Yeah, it is. It is clear. I mean, the visibility is bueno.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm talking about. So a number of things going on. First of all, you were in Georgia, which is a purple state, and we had in the territory yesterday a U.S. senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, talking with the students, and President Hall told us the story. Apparently, after Hurricane Irma and Maria, when he was out there looking for support for the university, he was in Georgia, and he actually met the then Reverend Only. You know, he's a Reverend Senator. You know what I'm saying? He went to the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, and he actually met him before he got elected 3 years later. Yesterday they had the student convocation, and they actually did it before. He was actually a keynote speaker at a graduation, but that was a virtual deal because that was in the heart of COVID. So yesterday, we had a U.S. senator in the territory, man. We do things looking up for the territory, my brother.
Looking up, and I when I flew in yesterday, I saw the cars down at UVI, and I think it was at that point that he was there. By the way,
how that run-ins is when you came in. Everything all right down to the airport? Because I know we ain't on a morning flight leaving the territory. Most of the flights, I think the earliest American flight, they'll leave 1 o'clock out of St. Thomas. And then we got 3 o'clock flight out of St. Croix. So how the airport, how the run-ins over there? That shouldn't be like that.
You know, when we came in, I was all right. What I saw when I got off the plane was I saw the people lining up on the outside of the terminal. You know,
mm-hmm.
to go on the plane. So I don't know what's happening on the inside of the terminal that caused, you know, them to come out to line them up. I was strange to see that happening. So I really don't know what's happening inside. We landed and we came in. Everything was all right. Everything was well. So I really don't. If there was something wrong, I wouldn't have known just by landing. But mm-hmm. seeing people line up on the outside to go to the plane, it alerted me as to, well, something may be happening inside the terminal. I don't know.
The flight was smooth?
Flight was smooth. Came in good. Landed and was a breath of fresh air, as you say, man, when you open when they open the door and you step out and you inhale.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a whole different kind of air. Like I don't say St. Thomas, it's a whole different kind of air down here.
Yeah, it's a totally different kind of air, man, when you breathe. When they fix the airport and put these jet bridge and stuff, you're not going to get that view when you get off.
No, you'll get that after you navigate your way through the jet bridge and come down on the first floor.
But I think that's...
Ground level. Yeah.
They come on the ground level floor. But that's an awesome view when you open up and you hear people say, oh, this is so beautiful. You know what I mean?
This is heaven on earth, you know. People could say what they want. This is heaven on earth, man.
It's awesome. Always awesome when I come home to do that. And I go straight to the beach, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yesterday I had to go and dive in and try to get some of this new.
Yeah. You go get that salt water in your system, man.
Yeah, man. Get the salt water in and try to get some of this mucus out. So
that's why I talk about. I sorry you get pollinated, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, Michelle Smith went down to Grenada and does significant damage, man. Significant. Win the 800. I actually played the tape for the race for the 800. I go find the one for the 400-meter hurdle so I can play that one as well. But she defended her titles for the under 20. Cause you know she went from under 17 after winning the two at age 16, and as a 17-year-old she won both the 800 open and the 400 hurdles last year. So she had a title to defend this year, and she defended her title, man.
Man, it looked like we need to name the game, the Carissa Games after Michelle Smith.
The Michelle Smith Invitational. You know what I mean? I like that one.
This young lady is really, really out there, man. She continued to put us on the map and continued to...
Hey, we're here
in the territory.
Not only that. She'll be going to where you just came from. Not Georgia Tech, but she's going to Georgia. So she's going to be in Athens.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's gonna be a bulldog, a lady bulldog.
is she gonna represent the Virgin Islands at the Olympics in Paris?
I don't know. In order to represent a country, there's a time qualification. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I don't know if she's done that. You know, Ronnie can't make it today because he got some court runnings. But we're keeping our fingers crossed. Maybe she could do something between now and then that will qualify her if she hasn't qualified. As yet, you know what I'm saying? So keeping our fingers crossed there. We got Doug Scholar. We got a late week edition. Sorry about that. We got a late week edition of the Table Talk. We're going to take a break, reset the show at the top of the hour, and be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hey everyone, I'm Bukia Lakebede, host, journalist, son of immigrants, and part-time baker. I don't like the taste of alcohol, I don't drink coffee, I have a nut allergy. What am I doing hosting a food show?
Oh my God.
Every dish has a story, and those stories are rooted in heritage and tradition. We are turning up the volume on what we have always known, that everyone always has a seat at our table. This is Table for All.
Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on WTJX-TV Channel 12.